France came up, and I had a friend, Jason Krog, who was playing there, and he said, yeah, like, we're looking for we need an extra guy and looking to make a change. So I went there, and so I hadn't actually skated in a game since we won in Norway.
That's that last game.
Yeah.
You win that championship. Yeah. You've not touched the ice since
then. I had touched the ice a couple times in December with a friend of mine's beer league team. And so, like, it was kind of funny. Like, here I am getting ready to gear up to play hockey, and, like, you know, these guys are eating pizza and stuff after the game in Powerade's. And I said, all right, well, I'm out of here. I'm off to go play in France. So my very first game, there was something wrong with the scheduling. I didn't even get a chance for a practice before. It's in Paris in front of 18,000 people, and it's called the Coupe de France, which is like their Challenge Cup type of thing. It's the finals. And sure enough, you know, I'm playing, and they got me out there. I'm playing a ton of minutes, and it's, you know, I think a minute left, and they have me out there, goalie pulled, and I'm just kind of thinking to myself, geez, you guys have battled so hard, like, I just got here type of thing. But anyways, we end up winning that, which is really cool. So then I was joking with my buddies, like, oh, how is it, you know, professional hockey? I'm like, well, actually, not much has changed, because after the game, we had pizza in the locker room. But rather than Powerade, you know, being France, we had champagne. So that was kind of a cool experience. And then I want to say maybe 2 weeks later, we win the Continental Cup, which, again, was really cool. And then we won the playoffs that last year, at the end of the season. So, yeah, that was a pretty wild turnaround for sure, becoming a dad. And then, you know, we won a ton of stuff there, that's for sure, that year. And well,
that's a stretch that you're going to be tough to top ever.
Yeah, I know. I was just, we were, you know, joking with a couple of guys in the team. I was like, oh, gosh, maybe I should be done. This is as good as it's ever going to get. But I enjoyed it there. Very cool town. And again, I knew someone going in, which made it easy, because there's a bit more of a language barrier there. It's not as many people speak English there. But yeah, great fans, and obviously big success.